Okay, Brahmakun, why then am I so insistent on talking about securing Brahmakun? Well, this is not just me. We have been discussing it because it's not just Brahmakun. There are different properties here that are worth a considerable amount of money and that draws certain interest from people who still might be a bit, well, influenced by the modes of nature and, well, when they say that Kali lives in gold, it doesn't just mean metal, but money, I would say today. So, well, you know, just to, and this is how we need to look at it, realistically, not just fine, nice, pink religion, that everything is fine and we're happy and we chant Hare Krishna and our nice dear leader is appointed by Krishna to lead us and to take care of everything very nicely and look how nice everything is. But really, I mean, reality prevails, you know? I mean, it's the only way that lasts. So we better get it right now, after all these years. So, yeah. I could be from another country. Which country don't you like now? In Sweden, so many people don't like Russians anymore. So let's take a Russian. You know how the Russians are. Oligarchs, mafiosos, whatever they are. No, I mean, they are the, I don't know what image people have of Russians, but then we can take Americans, or we could, you know, Swedes. There are these people all over the place. But we have seen historically here how Swedes are not so much like that, how often when someone comes in, and I'm talking Iskon history, comes in and takes over, there may be those who didn't make it in their home countries and they go somewhere else to seek their luck, trying to be a temple president or leader of some sort, and well, but let's say I'm even worse than that. I belong to some gangster group or whatever who are just, yes, that's who I am, some mafioso, Russian or American, we won't tell you even, or the Chinese, or, so yeah, here's this building, it's worth, like, in good shape, $2 million, euros. It's filled with some funny Hare Krishnas, you know, that cult from days back then. Still around, yes, few of them oldies now. And they're living in a little world of their own. So, I know how to do this. I mean, my friend is an expert. All kinds of organizational and financial schemes is invaluable to us. And he came up with a solution, and it goes like this. Now, in Sweden, they call non-profits förening. To make it short, a förening, it's a non-profit membership, yearly meetings, members elect boards, and it's run by the members together, and it's a very nice form of cooperation, of teamwork. Now, maybe they are also a financial non-profit, which there is here in Sweden, who do some kind of business for something good, for their common interest, such as serving Krishna, for instance. And they buy a building to live in together. And they renovated up together. It was almost to be torn down, big holes in the walls. And the neighbors were happy to save that old, I guess, building with cultural significance value. So we do it like this. In Swedish non-profit förening Europe, it's ruled by the members, right? And anyone can become a member who pays the yearly membership fee and agrees to the bylaws, constitution of that non-profit, that förening. So it's easy. Just. And then, so yeah, I have a, we can call together our friends, right? Some of us live here in Sweden, and we will all become members of this. What was it called, the Hare Krishna? Yeah, but you have to first, it's a little tricky here because you have to first pretend to be a Hare Krishna. But it's easy, you just have this necklace and clay on your forehead and walk around with that big bag and go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then you're one of them. Okay, do that. Wow. The devotees in that temple think there's so many new people coming now. We are successful. I'm not saying this is happening, but this could happen. We are successful. Yes, come here, take prasad and be part of our wonderful community. And I mean, I'm not being ironic or sarcastic here. I really like that. That's where I belong, to such a community. But they sit there and they own that building, which is now, and they bought it for 200,000 euro, equivalent to that, or three. And now it's worth 10 times that, maybe. So, yep. But they don't think like that, of course. The value, who cares about money? We are spiritual people. So then I get in there, and we are now, how many are they? Well, maybe they have 20 registered members or something. They don't even have them registered. It's funny, no one asks about becoming a member. So, yeah, let's say 30 of us become members. And then, of course, it's time for the yearly meeting, which you have to call all the members to. Otherwise, we can take your non-profit group to court, basically, and demand that you have proper yearly meetings for the members. The members can go to, you know, take legal action. So, yeah, I guess we have to have a yearly meeting then, and yes, and you have to do it this way, that way, this way, say the members now, who know more than you would expect about what rights you have as a member of this non-profit. So then, yep, meeting, and each member has one vote. And on every meeting, every yearly meeting, you elect the board for the next year. The board that is then managing the group, this organization. And yep, we vote in this person, that person, and yeah, I can do it also. The previous board is out, and now we are in charge. We're in charge of the financial accounts, all the money. We're in charge of the signing of the ownership for the building. So now we decide, oh, this building and all that value is too insecure, too unsafe. It's going too well here. And yes, there are nice financial opportunities also for our nice group here. So we decide to to change this into a shareholding company. And there you go, you just actually got yourself a house worth 2 million euros or something, a bank account with some money on it, and some foolish religious people standing there wonder what just happened. Now, if you think this is all fiction and what is this guy talking about, that's not possible. Someone may even say that to you, and if they do, then you should be a little bit suspicious. Because this actually happened to, you know, here in Sweden. I'll tell you that story. I told it before, but I'll tell it again because I like to tell it. A friend of mine told it to me because it happened, it was done by a friend of his, a late 80s yuppie here in Stockholm. There used to be this record company belonging to the alternative movement, you know, the socialist, let's not just make be capitalistic and make money here on music, but make music that actually enlighten people, which I liked also very much. And they were a non-profit organization. Hey, of course, we're all a team here working together, right? Not that someone is a boss over us, we do it together. Which is when this Förening non-profit works. And then they started making money. It went well. They built a studio. It was getting more and more significant. There was money administration there in place. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of yuppies, included that friend of my friend, including him, signed up as members. You know, these are smart people, some learning legal tricks all the way. They knew how to do it. Maybe they did it systematically with many other such groups from the 70s, the idealist groups. They became members, got the majority, called for a yearly meeting, voted out the board and turn it into a shareholding corporation. And this is called, if you want to study the history, Musiknätet Vaxholm, MNW. So sorry for having to go through all this long thing here, but I just needed to tell that story. Both my fictional, because that's what I do these days, I write fiction story, but also real, true, I swear to God, story. So that's why and I need to pound it in here for everyone to hear. It's for protecting Krishna's movement, protecting these temples, these properties that have an increasing value, protecting so that they are always just dedicated to what they were meant to Krishna's service and to facilities for devotees to use, whether living or worshipping, working together. And that's a noble purpose. So we are discussing, and there is a proposal for a foundation that fulfills that purpose, and that we'll talk about next.